Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. The 11th annual Milwaukee Film Festival kicks off today. For 15 days, festival attendees will be able to choose from over 300 movies in a number of categories. There'll be Hollywood classics, shorts, documentaries, and world cinema, just to name a few. Well, part of the festival's mission is to offer festival-goers a diverse array of work from voices not always represented in mainstream movie making. Black Lens showcases African-American lives, for example, and Genre Queer explores LGBTQ+ experiences. The Latinx communities also have a showcase. Claudia Guzman and Yanet Martin program Cine Sin Fronteras, or Cinema Without Borders. It's a tall order to express the full experience of such diverse groups of people in only 12 films. WUWM reporter Angelina Mosier-Salazar sat down with them to find out how they decide which films to include, and Claudia begins by describing how Cine Sin Fronteras came to be.
The Milwaukee Film Festival came to us 4 years ago looking for curators for a film program that would highlight the Latino and Latin American experience through film. And what we really began with was a philosophy of inclusion, where we really wanted to represent the diversity within the Latinx community and make sure that we were inclusive of, for example, the Afro-Latino experience, the queer experience, immigrant experience, undocumented experience, and really sort of complicate the idea of what folks think the Latino community is.
You are more than aware that your audience is not just Latinos, that it is also people outside the Latino community. So not only do you have a responsibility of representing us to ourselves, but also us mm-hmm. to other people. Mm-hmm. Yanet, mm-hmm. Did you feel like an immense amount of responsibility?
Yes. I think what Claudia has mentioned regarding, like, how do we present to our people and also not our people, right? Like, our folks that are not coming from la experiencia de, you know, Latinoamericana and what that means, right? That's a big, big test, right? Because we know what media can do when it misrepresents us, and that's the opposite of what we're trying to make sure that we're providing to people, right, is like an empowering representation, a different representation, like a way for people to rethink of what they thought of maybe another community to be.
What's something else that's on your guys' criteria for what movies make it in?
Combination of things. One is we're looking for films that are doing well at other film festivals that are that are landing well with other audiences across the country or around the world. But that's not all. We're also looking for those hidden gems that we feel tells an important story that is far too often untold. So for example, you know, last year we showed, or I don't know, maybe it was 2 years ago, but we showed the documentary Dolores about Dolores Huerta. And it is shocking to me how many people don't know the story of Dolores Huerta. She worked right alongside Cesar Chavez, but everybody knows his name. There's a stamp with his picture on it and all of that, but far too many people don't know the story of Dolores, and it was an honor to premiere that film as part of the Milwaukee Film Festival that year. We also showed the film Chavela, a documentary about Chavela Vargas, who also was a groundbreaking ranchera singer who really defied gender norms and stereotypes in Mexico, and a lot of people don't know her name either. And so we're looking to uplift stories that are really part of who we are, but that far too often don't get heard and aren't told.
Latin America is so diverse. Like, within Latin America, you have Brazil, you have El Salvador, you have Mexico. And even within those countries, the people look so radically different. So when you're saying we try to highlight a voice, you know, that maybe isn't known as well or isn't as famous, do you guys also look at country of origin?
Yeah, over the years, we've tried to be really conscious of the number of countries we're representing. I don't have the number off, in front of me, but I think what we've represented about 13 different countries. And at the same time, we're trying to be responsive to our demographic in Milwaukee. So it's not uncommon to see two films from Mexico in a year because we know that much of the Latino population here is from Mexico. This year, we happen to have two films from Cuba, and that is just because we found two excellent films from Cuba. So every year, it's a balancing act of what are the best films that are really moving our hearts and minds? What are the films that are representing a broad diversity of not only countries, but communities and identities? And, you know, what do we think, what stories do we think need to be heard that maybe haven't gotten a platform yet?
The Latino experience is more than just whether or not you're documented. So I want to know, like, do you guys feel that perceived pressure of like, well, you better have an immigration story or you better have an undocumented story?
I mean, I will say that we do feel a sense of responsibility that, you know, the film festival is not just a space of entertainment. It is a space of bringing people together to learn something, to experience and feel something, and then hopefully to be moved to think differently or to connect more with others. So, you know, this year we have two films that look at the U.S.-Mexico border because we know that this is an issue that the media is treating in a way that we perhaps disagree with, and we'd like to present a different story. And we have that opportunity with the film festival that attracts thousands of people to possibly come and watch this film and engage in dialogue with people and see things differently than they might have otherwise.
Current events, that's important for you guys?
Yes. Yeah, we're always balancing, like, are we responsive? Do we want to say something or take a stance in a way to what we're currently seeing? And also, we're also taking a stance to stuff in our past, you know, or histories from the diaspora that many of us wouldn't know otherwise.
You know, I got to ask you this. Is there one film that you guys are just like so excited for? So like, oh, I'm so happy. I'm so proud of us that we got it in this year.
I would say for me, it is Bajo Sol. Because I remember seeing the Kickstarter when they needed help to go into post-production. And so that had been a film that I was following for a little bit. Or actually, like, the whole time, like, oh, my gosh, I really hope they make it with their fundraiser. Like, I really hope that they do. And then by the time that we could request for a screener, like, I put it in. And, yeah, like, it had been finished. And now it has been touring at other film festivals. So I'm happy that we got it, and more than anything, I'm so glad that that film gets to be shown and, you know, influence, like, many folks around, like, what it means to create a whole music genre, you know, in an island like Cuba. Yeah.
And for you, Claudia?
My favorite film this year is Yuli. It's the story of Carlos Acosta, who is a ballerina from Cuba who was the first Black ballerina to be cast as Romeo for the Royal Ballet. And it's his story. It includes, you know, fictitious reenactments of his childhood with this amazing child actor. But then it also incorporates archival footage of Carlos dancing, as well as contemporary footage of Carlos now choreographing for Danza Acosta, his own dance company that's in Cuba. So it really tracks his story from his childhood, growing up with a really strict father who really forced him to do ballet. He didn't want to do it, but he was so talented that his dad said, you know, this is an opportunity for you to have a better life than I had. And throughout those childhood flashbacks, his father is a really strong figure, making sure that Carlos understands the importance of his Black identity, of his male identity as a dancer, and of his Cuban identity, even as he becomes a world-renowned star. And so it's just a really beautiful, moving film that is really uniquely designed with that mix of fiction and archival. And it's just adorable, and I think a really important story that will kind of shake up people's notions of masculinity as well as, you know, at Blackness.
Excellent. Thank you so much, ladies, for your time and for helping me pull back the curtain a little bit as to what goes into developing the program for Cine Sin Fronteras. Thank you.
Claudia Guzman and Yanet Martin program Cine Sin Fronteras, or Cinema Without Borders, for the Milwaukee Film Festival. There's a link to the complete festival schedule, which gets underway today at WUWM.com.